I'm Jonathan Bastian, and welcome to the Midweek Reset from Life Examined on KCRW. In a time of such global conflict, it can be helpful to look abroad to places that are stable, perhaps even peaceful, and wonder, why them? Anyone who's traveled through Central America knows there's one country in particular that's somewhat of an anomaly. Lack of violence, stable economy, national parks. You've probably already guessed it, Costa Rica. But what explains why Costa Rica ended up as it did, and say El Salvador ended up as it did? Peter Coleman is a professor of psychology at Columbia University and says that Costa Rica didn't just think about the importance of conflict resolution, they designed a country around it.
Costa Rica in 1948 came out of a very bloody civil war, a very awful conflict, and they intentionally chose to stop war. They, you know, the leadership at the time sort of said, we want to really take a different path as a nation. We're going to divest our military and we're going to invest in, you know, the ecology and the environment and business and education. And a key thing they did in education, they believe, was that they started to mandate in terms of how they socialized their kids in education, sort of tolerance training and conflict resolution and peace education, which is sort of a moral framework and an ethical framework, but then also has skills about how do you listen to people and learn from them and not see them as a threat and work through your problems together. And they believe in, over the 50 years after that, that they sort of grew a new society. They grew young people, they socialized young people into a more moral, ethical, and competent social dynamic that created, you know, one of the most peaceful societies in the world. Now, it's not, again, it's not that they don't have their problems, but it was through this basic process that they believe they grew a sort of new society.
There's something deeply inspiring and aspirational about a country, or even just a community, rebuilding from the ground up with intention and vision. And while it's hard to imagine that happening in a place as big and unwieldy as the U.S., maybe you have to scale down in order to scale up. In other words, is there something about the Costa Rica parable that can be applied in our families, in our local schools, or in our city councils? Or if nothing else, perhaps the story is a simple reminder that however bad things get in this world of conflict, there are still examples of optimism, of new beginnings, where people have already learned how to coexist peacefully. That's it for the Midweek Reset on KCRW's Life Examined. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Take care.